Hello, Don Pedro's. How can I help you?
Hi, is Don there?
Who is this?
This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, one second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Don?
We don't have anybody by that name.
Oh, okay. Are you the manager?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is Don Pedro the owner?
Don Pedro is a commercial name.
Oh, it's a commercial name. Are you guys franchised or is it corporate?
It's a corporate.
Oh, okay. It's a corporate. Okay. Okay. I was just calling about some financing, but I think I definitely have the wrong number because no one there handles like the business finances, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what was your name? I didn't catch it.
Hector.
Hector. Hi, Hector. My name is Olivia. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like it was about two and a half weeks ago. And it was based on some financing areas did with like Kinetic Leasing. And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000.
We don't work with any loan capitals, and we have our own finance.
Through the corporate?
Mm-hmm. We have another store that sells equipment, too, and they do all the financial arrangements for that.
Okay, so like all of like the restaurant equipment and things like that, it all goes through their office?
Yes. Well, the headquarter office is in Wyoming. I just happened to be here this week.
Oh, okay. So you're part of the head of the corporate office?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. What companies do you guys use for equipment, did you say?
We have our own equipment retail company that supplies all of the restaurants as well.
So you guys own that company?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I see. And then, so do you guys ever do financing? Do you guys ever need capital or anything like that for any of the restaurants?
No, we don't.
Okay. And then so the equipment that you do, is it all basically, like, does each store finance it, like, individually? Or do you guys just, since
no,
corporate,
no.
It's all under you?
Corporate's all one.
Okay, it's all one. Okay, how many locations do you guys have?
Nine.
Oh, nine? And they're all throughout, the states?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, North Dakota, Utah, Wyoming. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
California.
You have one in California? Where?
San Diego.
I'm in San Diego. Where's it at?
It's right on Main Street in Cesar Chavez.
Oh, I'll have to look it up and check you guys out.
Yeah, that one is not a restaurant. It's a Main C Store Restaurant Supplies and Fixtures.
Oh, okay. So it's not a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see. So it sounds like you guys are growing every year.
Actually, no. We started selling.
Oh, why is that?
We're just old, I guess.
Oh, just kind of like looking to scale it back down?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you're really not growing. But how are sales this year? Are they pretty good?
Steady, but lower compared to the year, to last year.
Oh, okay. Lower than last year. Are you guys doing anything differently?
No, it's just the market.
Oh, just the market? Oh, just because, like, it's probably election year, right? People, so going out to eat is, like, a luxury item.
Yes.
Right? So if you can cut it, you do.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there, like, normally, like, a busy time of year, or is it pretty steady throughout the year?
Throughout the year.
And do you guys do different marketing for your restaurants? Like, are you guys in advertisements, things like that? Yelp?
Oh, yeah. We got everything.
Okay. What all do you guys do?
We have online. We have an advertising company. They handle everything. What?
Okay.
A las cuatro.
Okay.
How long have you guys been doing that?
For a while.
Oh, for a while?
Yeah. A las cuatro.
A la nueve, a la allá, a la allá, a la nueva.
Okay.
Okay, así la dirección.
Okay.
Siete.
Okay.
Okay.
Already.
How long have you guys been in the industry for?
20 years.
Oh, 20 years. And have you been with them since the start?
Yes, since 1995.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Have you guys, I know you said you guys do your marketing for a while. I mean, if we could unlock, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash, is there, anything you could do with that?
Not really.
Okay, not really.
I mean, because the interest, what interest rate do you have? You're not going to have. Right now, we borrowed money from our local bankers for 2.2% APR.
Oh.
Every now and then, we buy vehicles, we do short-term finance.
Mm-hmm.
But, we never go over 30 months, and then 0.99, 2.25 at the most. So,
mm-hmm.
So really,
well,
we
our equipment financing, for, vehicles, basically what it is, it's like a traditional loan on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments, and we have no down payment. And our rates typically start in the single digits. So, if you did need a new vehicle or things like that, we could definitely help there. Which bank that you, who do you guys currently bank with?
We do U.S. Bank and another local bank of Wyoming.
Okay.
Glacial Bank. But I'm going to be in San Diego on Friday, and for that location, we may consider that. But if you have a rep or somebody that can go by, I should be there Friday morning.
This Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Friday morning. And at the San Diego location, and let me make sure I have the right address.
It's 1878 Main Street, Suite B.
1878 Main Street, Suite B. Perfect. And so what would you guys be needing perhaps for that location?
Probably enhance inventories, if anything.
Enhancing inventory?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you just need money for more inventory. What kind of inventory?
Industrial equipment for restaurants.
Oh, okay. Industrial equipment. So, do you guys sell the equipment for different restaurants, or do you just use it in your own restaurants?
No, we do for our own, and we also sell to the general public.
Oh, and sell to general public. Okay, I see. Okay. Okay. And so, when do you guys need, the equipment by?
I'm sorry?
When would you guys need the additional inventory by?
Whenever we get it. Basically, we're maxed out space-wise.
Oh, okay.
So, we're looking to rent a new facility and buy more inventory. So we have a company that is interested on doing some investment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go see him on Friday as well.
Okay. Okay, so you guys, do you guys have financing to rent out the new facility as well?
No, we can do that. It's just equipment. We're bring some sophisticated equipment from Europe. Not available in the U.S., so we're looking to do that.
Okay. And so you guys are basically just looking for, additional storage space then?
Yes.
Okay.
And inventory.
And the inventory, yeah, to bring on that additional equipment. What kind of equipment is it that's not available here?
It's smart ovens for cooking.
They're
high-tech equipment, high-coction fryers. Cooling, freezing, baking equipment.
Okay. So basically everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so do you guys sell mainly just to people in California, or is it all over the U.S.?
U.S. and Mexico.
Oh, U.S. and Mexico. Awesome. Okay. So what's like your expected return on the inventory with the return on investment with this new inventory?
At least 20%.
Okay. That's awesome. At least 20% ROI. Okay. Do you know what your gross annual sales were last year?
$1 million.
Okay.
For that one store.
Just for that one store.
Yeah.
Are all of them?
Corporate wise, I think we did $12 million.
Corporate $12 million. Okay, great. Are you guys all under the same like federal tax ID, or is that stored under a different federal tax ID?
That one's under a different one.
Okay, that one's under a different one. So we would probably go by the 1 million number.
We have three different entities.
Okay. Okay. And so what is your sales looking like this year for that store?
Here, let me see if I can look it up.
Okay.
We did an entity that one, but we're within that $1 million already.
Oh, you're already you've already beat last year. Hello. Hello. Hello?